The White House Report.
It's back to work on Capitol Hill, and Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is leaving Texas by air to go to Washington to work for the American public. At issue this week, the effort of voting rights and renaming the Voting Rights Reauthorization Act after Congressman John Lewis, and also work on the HEROES Act. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
I'm really frightened for the November 2020 election. I've never been this fearful for what I believe will be oppressive methods to stop people from voting, whether they're young black men, whether they are people who appear to be immigrant, whether or not they appear to be people who do not have all of the documents that they will be asked to do, to almost be like counting jelly beans in a jar. And so it is crucial that we pass the re-enhancement of the Voting Rights Act to provide Section 5 and have the right formula so that there is a provision to pre-clear any of these tactics that are going to be utilized, or to stop these tactics from them even being utilized. That's the cruciality of this bill. That's the necessity of this bill. And it has been passed by the United States House of Representatives. We've had hearings all over the country. Several committees have had jurisdictional hearings. There is nothing more than for the majority leader of the United States Senate, who has put an ironclad stop sign that says no to any legislation that empowers people, empowers Americans, protects minorities. We come back with the fierceness of now. This bill must be passed by the United States Senate. And in the name of John R. Lewis, the fierceness of now is evidence. We will not take no for an answer. And Senator McConnell has to address this question, because if they're taking citizens off the streets of Portland, Oregon, with unknown persons representing the United States government under Donald Trump, then will they take voters away from the lines trying to express their determination to change this government? That's the fear that I have. That bill is necessary. It is a necessity, and there is a fierceness of man. We will pass that bill, naming it John R. Lewis Voting Enhancement Act. And then, of course, I sit in the 18th Congressional District, as I'm sitting in this airport. We are one of the epicenters, the hotspots of the COVID-19 virus, vicious virus, that in fact, I'm seeing people that I know every day pass, be buried. We brought in refrigerated trucks. We brought in the Defense Department Medical Task Force. Our numbers are upwards of 300,000 for the state, 3,000 dead, and the numbers keep growing in Houston and Harris County. It is clear that we cannot wait on distractions from the White House not wanting any testing to take place, not wanting to provide the $75 billion for testing and contact tracing, and as well the dollars we need for cleaning and sanitizing our schools, $175 billion, more money for PPP to help our businesses. Frankly, I believe we need a stay-at-home order again here in Houston, and the reason is because the White House hid the report that designated 18 states as hot spots. My county, Harris County, and Bexar County, San Antonio, Harris County, Houston, were the two major epicenters of COVID-19, and that is true. We can't seem to get it stopped no matter what we do. I think we need these resources from the HEROES Act so that we can continue to help the American people. Everywhere and every day, there's a new hotspot. It is resurging again, and all of the science and medical professionals will tell us that it will surge again in the fall with flu and COVID-19 together. Is there a leader in the White House that understands that this is serious and that the American people are dying, and that we now have probably exceeded more nations than not on the number of deaths that we've had from COVID-19. What does that say about the most powerful nation in the world? What does that say about the leadership who continues to be in an attitude of denial? What does it say?
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.